A charter school in Goodyear abruptly closed earlier this year, citing financial troubles. And an analysis from the Arizona Republic shows other Arizona charter schools could meet the same fate as Discovery Cremos Academy. Agnel Philip crunched the numbers on this. He's a data reporter at the paper, and he's with me. And Agnel, first off, what exactly were you guys looking for here?
So it started with the closure of Discovery Cremos Academy in Goodyear, and that happened in late January. And basically, some of the editors at the Republic came to me and said, hey, we noticed that there's these financial performance dashboards, like basically reports on the charter board's website, that pointed to red flags that Discovery Cremos had before it closed and actually had red flags for multiple years. So they had the bright idea of trying to get everything, all the reports for every school around the state. So it started kind of at that level. And then once I had scraped all the reports from the site, that's when my colleague Ricardo Cano and I started actually analyzing it and putting together our findings for the story.
What kind of financial information is available as part of those dashboards?
So at a very top level, you get to see whether or not the auditor who does the reports thinks that the school is at risk of closing within a year of the report. So that's the first data point you get right off the top of the reports. Then you also can see whether or not they're in default. Those were two of the six kind of criteria. The other four were what we termed as quantifiable measures. So one of them was called unrestricted days liquidity, and that was basically how much reserves the school had, like how long it could it stay open if it just had those reserves to run on. There was another data point called net income. That was basically whether they turned a profit or a loss. There was a three-year cash flow, and that was basically how the charter's cash balance had changed over the previous 3 years. And then the final one was basically a ratio of their revenue and their income versus how much they had in financial obligations.
So in addition to the school in Goodyear that did close, did you find that there are others that appear to be in danger of that?
Yeah, so that first criteria, the going concern, that's basically whether or not the school is at risk of closure within a year, that applied to 40 schools. So this information, just as a top level thing, applied to the charter holder. And there's a lot of nuance into what a charter school versus charter holder is. But basically, charter holder can have multiple schools associated with it. So what we did is we looked at all the charter holders that had this going concern label and then looked at the schools associated with them. So we found 40 other schools that had that for the 16-17 school year.
In general, were you able to make some kind of assessment of the fiscal health of charter schools, or were there different sort of categories, some doing really well, some are kind of just doing okay, some are, you know, as you say, at risk of closing?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're not auditors, so at a certain level, we had to rely on the board's standards for, you know, what they thought didn't meet or fell far below certain standards. So what we were able to do was, from those quantifiable measures, look at which schools and holders were failing multiple of those. So, for example, we found that 125 schools had operators that were failing three out of the four quantifiable measures for these things, which we thought, and we've vetted this with experts, like at that point as a parent, you probably would want to at least ask a question about how your school is doing financially.
And this is out of how many charter schools in the state?
So we had 454 schools that had operators who had submitted reports.
What did the State Charter Schools Association have to say about the data that you found and sort of how you crunched the numbers?
So they weren't the biggest fans of the way we decided to crunch the numbers at the school level because, as I said, those reports were submitted at the charter holder level, and there was a little bit of back and forth about what would qualify as being a proper way to do the analysis. But once we kind of got by that, they didn't really have much to say, in part because they don't have a lot of actions that they can take based off of this information. It's basically a financial framework and benchmarks for schools, but there's not really much that can be done with it. So they said, we're glad that these reports are out there, that parents can look at them, and this is your report is proof that our transparency measures are working.
When you look at whether or not a charter holder sort of meets the metric, are there grades of it? Like if they're just like ever so slightly below, does that still count as below? Like, do you know if they're close to meeting it or not anywhere near meeting it?
So we have that information, but eventually when you're doing a data analysis, you obviously have to have a hard cutoff. So we use the charter board standards for these things. And in three of the four quantifiable measures, it was either they met or they didn't meet. There could be a case where a school barely was under it, but still didn't meet it or barely was above it and met it.
What did experts that you talked to have to say about sort of the way in which the Goodyear school closed and sort of the warning signs that maybe people didn't know about and maybe their hopes that people will be able to now ask some questions or have a better sense of what the financial health of their kids' charter school is?
The interesting thing about that academy was that it was failing not only the financial performance metrics, it was also not doing well academically. It was one of the worst kind of schools in the state from a charter perspective. So there was that, and there was a fact that you saw these financial issues over a period of time. And that's what a lot of experts say. If you're interested in kind of how your school is doing, you do have to look beyond a year, and you have to really dig into the numbers to actually see how they're doing. But Discovery Cremos definitely had these issues over a sustained period of time, and it left a lot of parents and teachers wondering why something wasn't done earlier. And I think that what our story is at least hopefully helping a lot of people see is that you can go and you can see this, you can start to ask questions so you're not taken off guard by it.
Agnell Philip is a data reporter with the Arizona Republic. Agnell, thanks a lot for coming in.
Great. Thank you.